Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hour 2 of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Look at this. Look at this camera angle. Good to have you with us here on a Monday. I'm Michael Jenkins. Coming up, we will wrap up Week 12 in the NFL with the Battle Out West, Panthers and Niners. Got a preview for you. Then in 20 minutes, we'll talk college football with your updated Heisman odds. We'll stay in the college game at 7:40. Find out why Jordan Hudson is ready to cheer for a win in the court of law. Fantastic. Denton Day's here today. So it's Double D. Double D. I mean, I haven't been here in like 2 weeks. What's going on? What have I missed?
Not a whole heck of a lot, but you did your travels to Madrid. I'm curious about the food. You said the DoorDash was amazing and the fast food was amazing. How was every other kind of thing that you tried? Give me a list. Give me a list of maybe like your top five.
Oh my gosh, experiences. That's tough. Definitely the paella, amazing. The chorizo. Oh my god, I had it out in the wild. You know, have different meats or whatever. But then the breakfast at the hotel, I went upstairs where they had the continental breakfast, and I mean, I love breakfast. I just was like, I'm just gonna load up on as much chorizo as possible. The meats are incredible. Those were incredible. And then I like to try like their take on different things. Like I had a potato salad, and you're like, well, that's boring. But it was completely different than you might expect here because it had some seafood in it and some leeks, like things you would never anticipate. And then we had sushi too, which I know is kind of lame. I will say I went to maybe the coolest bar I've ever been to, like ever. And it was just the lovely Catherine and I were in downtown Madrid. And this place, it was like walking into a time warp, like 1976, 1977. You know how sometimes you go into a place and it's like, oh, they're going with a 70s theme here or an 80s, which is totally fine. This was to a T. I'm like, I feel like I have been transported. And then you go downstairs, you go to the bathroom, and there's a large room, like a party room, and it was all 70s. I mean, the shag, it was so, except it was more upscale. It was awesome. That was the best experience where I'm like, I don't know who designed this place, but man, it is like being in a time warp and I don't want to leave. That moment was incredible.
See, I had one of those. This is going to be on a very smaller scale for you.
No, go right ahead.
But I had one of those moments as well at State College. So we headed out Thursday. We got there Thursday. Of course, got my hometown pizza the first thing that we did. Unbelievably great. And then we go to State College on Friday, do a little work, do a little research. I was out there with Tyler Buterball. We had a great, fantastic time.
Oh, nice.
But we got a recommendation from my best friend who lives in Pennsylvania, and he goes, hey, you got to check out this Happy Valley Live restaurant. I kid you not, I walk in, and it's Penn State euphoria. Nothing but Penn State memorabilia. Huh. Unbelievable atmosphere, and to make things even better, unbelievable burgers and fries. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
fresh cut fries. Mm. The burgers are just smacked. And then, you know, we went to the game. We got the greatest, and this is an East Coast thing, greatest hoagie ever made from a little grocery store in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And just, listen, I freely looked at Tyler and said, listen, this is the best parking I've ever gotten at a Penn State game. These are the best seats I've ever gotten at a Penn State game. It was a great game. He's a Huskers fan, so he wasn't very happy. But the experience overall was unbelievably welcoming. And to just be in that atmosphere again was a lot of fun.
Oh, good for you, man. I got to go to State College. I'm so bummed, too, because I should have been in Austin this weekend. I just couldn't. With all the travel, God, because there was a reunion of all of my broadcast peeps, our broadcasting class that graduated in Texas, at Texas back in 1995. Oh, my God, we're so old. This is a big anniversary for us. And so all of my friends were down there, and I saw them celebrating, taking pictures, and I missed it. I just couldn't do it. I'm like, man, I cannot go to Madrid and then pack up again and then go to Austin and then come back to D.C. It was just, it was overload. But there's nothing like a good college town. I got to get to State College.
Yeah. Next year, man. Next year. When, you know, when they have a different head coach, whoever that may be.
It'll be different. Our schedules will be different. We'll figure it out.
Well, hey, I honestly want to ask you, with the hire of James Franklin to Virginia Tech, do you not think it's paramount that Penn State needs to make a decision, yesterday? Yeah. To maybe get some of the guys going, okay, this is our head coach. Now let me decide. Because if they don't have a coach going into a bowl game, if they get eligible,
yeah,
there's going to be a mass exodus is what I'm worried about.
I think the truth will be somewhere in the middle. Like, I know exactly what you're saying. Because, look, relationships with a head coach matter. There's no question. I mean, position coaches to a certain degree, but definitely the head coach, right? Like, especially if you're a great recruiter like James Franklin. Like, he's always, wherever he's been, he's always been an incredible recruiter. The one thing, the one mitigating factor is, and it's not a slight against the Hokies, but let's be honest, Virginia Tech is not Penn State. Okay, it's just not. That's just the way it is. So will there be some players who want to play for James Franklin, who will want to be a part of maybe building a program, who can start immediately because there's so much more talent with the Nittany Lions? Yes. But I would not worry about a mass exodus just because I think most players will be able to say, I want to play at Penn State.
All right. I'll trust you, man. But once again, there's that, you know, Paterno, there hasn't been a quote-unquote great coach at Penn State since Paterno left. You could say that about Virginia Tech as well. Since Beamer retired, there has not been a great coaching exodus at that university, where they used to be, what, top 10, top 15 year in, year out at Virginia Tech? So that's going to bring them back into the spotlight. That's my worry, is he can preach the whole, we're going to get you Virginia Tech back into the spotlight, and you're going to get, you know, Virginia Tech on ABC, NBC, things like that to watch, be able to watch.
Well, also goes to show, like, how good of a coach that Frank Beamer was. Beamer ball back in the day. You don't appreciate it until he's gone. You're like, oh, yeah, it's not necessarily easy to win in Blacksburg, but he did an awesome job. Monday Night Football tonight, guys. Panthers and the Niners. Wow. I cannot believe we had the Panthers on Monday Night Football. Wow. Niners laying 7.5. Niners are -375. The Panthers 3-1. Total set at 49.5. Odds to win the NFC South. The Buccaneers are -375. The Panthers are 3-1. If the Panthers win tonight outright, they would have to beat the Niners. I get it. It's out west. It's at Levi's Stadium. They would lead the NFC South. I don't think that's going to happen. I do think Carolina can cover. Double D, do you think it's going to be a blowout, or do you think Carolina has a shot here?
I think Carolina has a shot in every game.
Like, I do too.
They are one of the most disrespected teams in the NFL right now, I believe, because I think their defense is really good. And all of a sudden, they've got a running back in Rico Dowdle that's just trying to prove everybody wrong. And Bryce Young is not creating turnovers as much as he used to. I'm going to wait to see what the report is on Baker Mayfield. Because if it's bad, I might jump on the Panthers to win that division very quickly, because I don't think the Buccaneers are anything without Baker Mayfield taking snaps. So do you chance it before you find out the information on Baker Mayfield and just go, why not? It's plus 300. Let's do it. Let's take a chance. Or do you wait and see if the line and try and beat the lines changing?
Gosh, that's a tough one. The only thing is, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's a solid backup, right? Not Baker. Here's the thing, though. Unless you think Carolina's going to win outright tonight, I don't think they will. I think they can keep it close. I think they can keep it within the 7.5. Like, this number has gone from Niners minus 7 to Niners minus 7.5. Don't you think if the Panthers lose tonight, then you get even more value on them? Right, because then they're a game behind the Buccaneers as opposed to being a game ahead of them, because they're tied right now. This will eventually even out during the bye week. So if you think go ahead.
I was just going to say, you've also got to look at what they're going against. Yes, that offense is starting to hum a little bit better now that Purdy's back and playing, but at the same time, that defense is decimated.
That's true.
Decimated. So can the offense, can that Panthers defense get a couple stops?
Yeah.
And that Panthers offense hum and outscore a proficient 49ers? And I'm kind of leaning to the yes. I do like the cover. I absolutely love the cover, especially at 7.5.
Let's put it this way. You cannot go wrong, even if the Panthers lose tonight, win tonight, whatever. 3-1 right now is a good bet. 3-1 right now for the Panthers at this point in the season, when we don't know what's going to happen to Baker, we don't know what's going to happen tonight. The Panthers are 3-1 to win the NFC South. It's a good bet. And this is, let me pump the brakes for a second here, just for a hot second. I understand this is the Carolina Panthers, okay? I understand that. And also, at the same time, isn't that one of the reasons, Double D, why you're getting value here? Because people are not going to take this team seriously. I don't think the Panthers are going to make some furious run in the postseason, but they are improving. Bryce Young is getting better. He does have receivers, and they do cover a lot of numbers. They've won their last three on the road. Like, the Panthers are a team in the right spot. Things fall the right way. Get some value on these guys. And with the injury to Baker, Bucks have what? Lost three straight now? It's a legit chance for Carolina to win this division.
I mean, it's amazing what happens when owners decide not to put their fingers in the organization and just let coaches coach.
Seriously.
It's shocking what happens. Listen, 3-1 right now. I've also got a nice little prop that I might want to play today.
Let's hear it.
Rico Dowdle, over 100, is it? Rico Dowdle, over 100 yards rushing and receiving, is only at minus 120. Maybe parlay that with a Panthers cover. Let me do that. That with the Panthers cover.
Do that. Right? You gotta do that.
Yeah, you're sitting at plus 150. Dowdle over 100 plus yards rushing and receiving.
Okay.
And the Panthers to cover at minus 7.5 is plus 150.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
I actually really like that.
Oh yeah, I kinda like that quite a bit. All right, Double D. You're convinced me. I'm definitely going with the Panthers to cover. There's no question. Panthers are 8-3 against the number in their last 11 with Bryce Young as starting quarterback. Not the red nut, as I like to call him, Andy Dalton. But Bryce Young is interesting, too, and we can talk about him again. in the next hour when we continue to go over this game, maybe some of the props that we like. But when you think about the weapons that he has, I mean, Tet McMillan has come on. He's been really good. Xavier Leggett. And you mentioned Dowdle. Like, that offense, the Panthers can play whatever kind of game that they want to play. They can keep it on the ground, and then if they want to air it out, like last week, they'll air it out too.
To me, this is a very balanced Panthers offense now, mm-hmm. with Rico Dowdle doing what he's doing as their running back. Once again, amazing what happens when a running game works for a football team.
Yeah, can make everything come together. You get a balanced offense. And honestly, if you're Bryce Young, and I love the Bryce Young conversation. It's really fascinating to me. Like, is he going to use last week as a springboard to become that guy because he's been pretty good this season? Or is it just a one-off? Like, the rest of the season will tell the tale for Bryce Young, but I think they're going to do a good job tonight against this weakened Niners defense and cover that 7.5. Coming up next, Diego Pavia says he deserves the Heisman. But is he right? That is next on the Daily Tip. It is here on BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here. D-Day's here, didn't they? Sitting here for Chelsea today. Coming up in a couple minutes, college football. Man, I'm telling you, they really want you to like Diego Pavia's mother.
Oh, my God. I don't know who I angered. I don't know what Elon's algorithm has done to my mm-hmm. Twitter feed. It feels like I was plucked, Jenks, mm-hmm. from wherever it is on the internet that I was residing.
Right.
And forcefully thrust into the Vanderbilt Twitter sphere. And the amount of hyping and overhyping of Diego Pavia over the last 24 hours, 48 hours,
yeah.
has been nauseating. Oh, it's been terrible.
I've noticed something about the Twitter algorithm, the X algorithm, which is it will use your click on a post or two and then immediately shift the entire algorithm.
The entire thing.
Like, it's one thing where you take a large sample size, right? And then you say, okay, based on this larger sample size, then we'll try and show you what you generally like based on what we know about you. But man, with X, you click on one or two things and it's over. Then it becomes your entire feed and you're like, God, I got to click on something else. Just have a break for a second.
And it's never the fun stuff.
No.
Like, occasionally it'll be like funny pranks, but like actual funny pranks, not like right. weird ones where you're just like ruining somebody's day, but like funny pranks or like cute dog videos. Mm-hmm. Or like cooking videos, music stuff. It's never that. Like, I can never, right. My timeline has never been nothing but cover artists that are just crushing songs. I love that.
Yeah.
It's always like, oh, Diego Pavi is actually the best quarterback that's ever lived in the history of college football.
Right.
And I'm like, I have four eyes. I've watched him the entire year. He's a good player.
Yeah.
Should he be invited to New York? Certainly. But he's not the high, he's not the best player in college football. That's just an asinine thing, and I've been dealing with it for 2 days now.
And the ads are out of control, too. And now I can definitely spot within three or four words. I'm like, that's an ad. That's an ad. And, of course, they delineate it, but you have to look for it.
It is kind of weird how they're, exhausting. Like, using his mom, too. Like, I'm cool with, yeah. like, you know, parent involvement. You know, the quarterback that I support in the NFL, his mom is very much involved. But, like, I know things about her, and it's not just like, oh, look at his mom, she's hot. Because it's kind of what it feels like with Diego Pavi.
That's what it is.
Like, yeah, like, she wants to date Theo Vaughn, and you're like, okay, why does that bolster his case for right. the Heisman? Or she's like, with the video that went viral this weekend, she's like sitting on the rail, but you know how that goes. You know, she's sitting on the rail in that kind of position.
She's leaning over a little bit, whatever.
That highlights right. some areas, and she's like dancing on it. You're like, what is happening right now? And I also didn't like that he did the Heisman pose after like the corner arm weight. Like, are you serious, yeah. guy? Can you have a little bit of aura, please? And he normally does, but that's like a negative 1,000 aura right there.
If you want to cut away in a college football game, you got to have one or the other. You got to be attractive, right? Could be younger. Could be, it's even better if you're someone's mom who's up for the Heisman Trophy. Or you got to be like Sister Jean, RIP. But I'm just saying it's got to be an extreme is what
or
I'm saying.
Or at least add to like the right. story with her. To where
there's no story.
The more than she's just hot.
Right, that's all it is.
You know, if they overcame something, if their right. relationship is, like, highlight that element of it. I don't, like, I'm not voting. I'm not rooting for a guy to win the Heisman because the mom is attractive. I don't care about that. You know, maybe this is just me, Jenks. Maybe this is me in my little silly little world where everything is good and awesome. I still think of the Heisman as the best award, period.
I agree.
In terms of a singular award, there is not a better one. And I'm okay with narrative plays because there's been a lot. Like, Travis Hunter last year was a narrative play, mm-hmm. but we had never seen a guy play the magnitude of snaps that he did and do it at a high level. But I'm okay yeah. with that kind of narrative. I just want the narrative to be football. If it's a narrative with something outside of football, I don't care about that.
Right.
I want it to be football. But I was also smacked in the face with an epiphany yesterday that this year is just a bad, bad year for the Heisman.
Yeah.
You have four candidates right now with Diego Pavia, Fernando Mendoza, with Julian Sain, and Marcel Reed. And you can throw Jeremiah Love in there as well. In fact, I would like really throw Jeremiah Love in there at this point because all of the four quarterbacks that I just mentioned, what has been the best play? What has been the best win for all of them? They've played nobody.
Nobody. Mendoza has the most exciting win, but it was against a downtrodden Penn State team.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, that's your Heisman moment. If Penn State is nationally ranked and it's you versus them to get into mm-hmm. the Big Ten championship and you make that throw, which the throw itself is crazy. It's
yeah.
a beautiful throw. It's a beautiful catch. If it was all of those things lining up to it, like, yeah, that's a Heisman moment.
Yeah.
But a comeback win against a then 3-win Penn State team is just like, ugh. What Julian's saying, he's played one ranked team. And ranked teams, by the way, that I count ranked teams,
yeah.
which people are pointing to, like, you know, with Oregon and be like, well, they haven't beat
yeah.
Well, they were ranked when they played them. He beat Texas. You know, Marcel Reed's biggest Heisman moment so far has been a comeback win against South Carolina, which is sick, but you also allowed your team to be down 30-3. And then Diego Pavia, when he's played ranked teams, hasn't played well. I don't care if you throw five touchdowns or account for five touchdowns
against Kentucky. Got Tennessee this weekend, too.
Yeah, you get Tennessee. That's a great, like, if he did what he did this weekend to Tennessee, we're in business. Like,
yes.
We're cooking with gas.
That's right.
That's a good team that could get you into the playoff. But, like, Kentucky stinks. You're supposed to have five touchdowns against Kentucky. And then what made me even more angry is that I saw a comparison. And my favorite Heisman season campaign okay. of all time was Joe Burrow.
Right.
Like, that set the world on fire. I have never been more enthralled with a quarterback. And they put comparisons out in the same amount of games
mm-hmm.
with the quarterbacks now to what Joe Burrow was doing in 2019. And it's unfair to think that he is the benchmark for Heisman, but just because I hold that one so dear, he had like 1,500 more yards than everybody through 11 games, man. Like, it's not like it was like 50 right. more yards. Like, he had like 1,500 more yards. I mean, Burrow was nearly at 4,200. I don't think any of these guys have 3,000. Like, it's insane when you see these numbers side by side with a legitimate badass Heisman winner and then the selection of guys. I don't have a vote. I'm hoping to get one soon. But it would be a really tough decision for me to make just because I don't know who I would. I mean, honestly, I would lean Jeremiah Love just mm-hmm. to give it to a running back at this point because if quarterbacks aren't balling, like, give it to a running back. But even Notre Dame, like, he didn't play great against ranked teams early in the season yeah. either. I feel like that has to play a factor into it. If you're going to judge teams and their ability to compete for a championship based off of how they play against ranked teams, I feel like you have to judge the players when you're talking about a Heisman in that same category. And, like, if you just look at Pavia's numbers against, like, good teams, man, like, it's really pedestrian. It, like, it's good, but it's yeah. really pedestrian.
I agree with you. And also, Diego Pavia is getting on my nerves. Can I just say that? He's just getting on my nerves. Like, he's a hell of a football player. But when you hear, you know, he's been talking to Johnny Manziel, I'm like, yeah, I can tell. Like, he's not going off to Vegas yet. Yet. But he plays with not just a confidence and a swagger, but now it's to the point when, okay, you're doing the wave, and then at the end you're doing the Heisman.
So bad.
I'm like, all right, dude, now it's not even, now it's contrived and it's planned, and you knew this going in, and you're beating a bad Kentucky team, and there's your mom. Like, I guarantee you, and part of it is the coverage's fault, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if 9 times out of 10, it's the cutaway, Bobby's family, Bill and Linda enjoying the game. You know, it's 2 or 3 seconds. They whisper something to one another, and then that's it. Here, it's every single time. Pavia on a 3rd and 2 gets 3. Cut away to the mom.
And it's just like
every single time.
There's no other story there. And when you make the comparisons to Johnny Manziel, like, say whatever you want about Manziel as an NFL player.
Right.
Say whatever you want about Manziel personally. There are some flaws there, right? We all realize that.
Mm-hmm.
You know why Johnny Manziel was as big of a deal as he was? Because he beat Alabama.
Yeah.
Not Kentucky. He beat an Alabama team coached by Nick Saban in his prime, and he mm-hmm. did it on a massive stage. He didn't throw 5 touchdowns against Kentucky. Pavia played Alabama, not coached by Nick Saban. They didn't score in the second half. Like, literally not a point, not a field goal, not a safety. They didn't, like, block an extra point and take it back for, like, they didn't do anything. They didn't score a point in the second half against, or Bama, or maybe it's fourth quarter. But either way, they didn't score against Alabama. You can't make the, just because they talk brash does not mean those are the same players.
Right.
Manziel actually was a badass on the field doing the unthinkable.
And how he played, like, Pavia is, look, he was throwing amazing deep balls, and he's tough. He's tough as nails. But Manziel played with a flair, right? He played with a flair. Like, even that game in Bama where he's running around
it's
for his
crazy.
Life and just just slinging passes and finding dudes open. So not only was it a win, it's how he won. It was just like highlight reel after highlight reel against Bama. That plays into it, too.
I mean, Johnny Manziel was so good at Texas A&M that you haven't even thrown up about talking about him yet.
Yeah.
And you hate Texas A&M. Like, there was just a different level to what he was, where there was a polarizing element of him because he was cocky, he was brash, but then you watch him play and you're like, damn, that guy is kind of fun. Like, he did just make 6 dudes miss in the backfield and throw a 40-yard strike. Like, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. And Diego Pavia is not that. Like, should he go to New York? Of course. I'm in favor just generally, Jenks, about you get 5 guys.
Right.
Like, bring all 5. No, none of this. In the past couple of years, they brought 3. They brought, like, bring all 5. You get 5 slots, bring all 5. Should he get there? Absolutely. But I don't look at him as the best player in college football. Okay. And I haven't at any point this year. And nothing against the Kentucky team is going to make me change my ways.
Also, and this is going to be interesting this weekend, because Pavia has a chance, right? He's going, I believe that game is in Knoxville.
Yes.
So they're going to Tennessee. Now, if he shows out against the Volunteers, that's much different than showing out against Kentucky.
Exactly.
But Mendoza has had 2 weeks to get ready for Purdue. So, I'm just, and look, obviously a performance against Tennessee, balling out against the Vols, is going to be much more impressive than putting up big numbers against Purdue. At the same time, Mendoza already has a lead, and he will likely pad to his ridiculous numbers in a bit. It'll just be like, you know, name your number.
And on top of that, if the voters are smart, which a lot of them are, but there is a large substance that is not, where they just cast the vote at the end of the regular season, you can factor in the championship game. Who's that championship game going to be in the SEC? Well, it's not going to be Diego Pavia. Who's that championship game going to be in the Big Ten? You're going to get Indiana and Ohio State, barring some sort of craziness this weekend. There are scenarios where other teams could get in, but barring some sort of craziness, you're getting those two teams. That game is going to be effectively for the Heisman.
Right.
Whoever outplays the other, unless we get like a classic Iowa 10-7 game, or we get a game where it's nothing but running backs, who, if you've watched Ohio State running back-wise, not exactly the most special this year. But it's nothing but running backs going crazy. Like, that game's going to be for the Heisman. He just, if Pavia wants to do it, he needs a game like he played against Kentucky, against Tennessee. You can't have a game like he had against, like, a, let's just say, a South Carolina, for example, which is a great win, 177 yards and two touchdowns with a pick. That's not that's not good enough. Alabama, 198 yards, touchdown and a pick. It's not good enough. Even against LSU, 160 yards, touchdown. He did have two with his legs, though. So, like, you could factor the legs in there. He's had eight touchdowns with his legs. He's had, you know, 661 yards. That all's important, but you got to play that way against a good team.
Also, we need to throw out that Julian Sain is right there.
Yeah.
He's 4-1, okay? And so, look, I know in the Heisman ballot, some people don't take the championship game into effect. Some people do.
Which they should be banned, by the way, if they do that. As someone that's like legitimately fighting for a Heisman vote, if you aren't going to treat it with a proper respect and you're going to put it in before the championship game, you should not have a Heisman vote.
Julian Sain has 27 touchdowns, four picks. He's completing 68.4% of his passes. He has one interception in his past eight games. If he balls out against Indiana,
that's your winner.
Yeah, then that's your winner.
Because that's a Heisman moment, balling out against a defense that has not allowed hardly anybody to score against them. I mean, Penn State had 24, but like, that's the top of the mountain for them. That is more than good enough to win a Heisman. And the flip side with Mendoza, if you ball out against an Ohio State team that has not allowed anyone to score
more than
twice in the first half, it's over.
It makes me wonder. Then you have to think about Ohio State and Indiana. Like, how do you think that game is going to go?
Right. And that's honestly, if you think that Ohio State is going to beat Indiana, whatever the money line number is, you might as well just bet Sain to win the Heisman now.
Yeah,
because that's going to be a better payout at 4-1 versus, you know, they met on the money line. Maybe it's a pick 'em at -110. I think Ohio State will be probably a 5.5-point favorite, 6.5-point favorite. So you're not getting a whole lot of value there. You might as well just take Sain to win the Heisman at 4-1.
Yeah, exactly. Do it now. And then cash your ticket. I just don't know, though. I think that I, like a lot of people, it's easy to fall into the trap that, oh, it's Ohio State, oh, it's Indiana, but this Indiana team is
different.
They are different, right? They're absolutely different. So that's the only hang up there. Coming up in 5 minutes, it's been a losing season for Bill Belichick in North Carolina, but Jordan Hudson still has plans on winning in the courtroom. That's coming up next here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's on a Monday. I'm Jinx. D-Day's in the house today instead of Chelsea, who is not feeling well. Understandable. It's that time of year. I had someone tell me, I don't know why this is funny to me, when I was in Austin, a guy who remains to this day a reporter for the Austin American-Statesman, and he was saying, that's why I love the phrase, it's that time of year. You can use it for anything. Anything. Like, if you think about it, anything.
Yeah, that is true.
It's like, God, man, I can't believe. It's almost Thanksgiving. It's like, yeah, it's that time of year.
That time of year.
You know?
Oh, it's snowing. Yeah,
that's that time of year.
Yeah.
Use it for quite literally anything, and it always works. I'm like, oh, well, good point there. Did I ask you, are you making Thanksgiving?
Making.
Dinner?
Sweet potato. That's it.
Just a sweet potato.
The adults, I say that as a fully grown 30-year-old man.
Okay.
But the adults are in charge of everything else.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
There's still a hierarchy in the family, and I'm still very much a kid in that hierarchy.
Good for you.
So the adults are handling everything else.
Good for you.
I've always feel terrible for the people that host Thanksgiving, because as the host, you're responsible for providing a space to eat.
Yeah.
Providing multiple sources of protein, because like you can't bring the turkey over if you're not hosting. Like,
yeah.
It almost feels like that's an infringement, because sometimes you also gotta get that turkey going early, right? You have to wake up sometimes 4:35
depending
on when you eat. So I always feel terrible for those that are hosting, because there's a lot on their plate, literally and, you know, metaphorically.
Mm-hmm. Are you a big Thanksgiving person?
I like it for what it is.
Yeah.
It's like not like I have no, I in July I'm not like, man, turkey and cranberry sauce would slap right now. That's never happened.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But for the next like 3 days, I will be a big Thanksgiving person.
Yeah, you're not like mid-June, God, I could go for some green bean casserole right now.
Never. Not like literally in my 30 years, not a single time. Like, man, stuffing would be sick.
Oh, not now. Stuffing.
I could do stuffing. Stuffing and sweet potato might be the only thing where I'm like, okay, I could do this in March.
You know, I used to eat on a regular basis. In fact, it makes me think I want to order one today. Double D, you going to get in here. You know Jetty's, right? Here locally?
Yes.
Have you ever had their Thanksgiving sandwich?
No.
Oh, my God. When I worked TV back in the day, I would walk down the street to Jetty's. And that thing, I mean, it's just, it's turkey, it's mayonnaise, it's stuffing, it's cranberry. It's incredible.
I'm a big sandwich guy on
it's
Thanksgiving.
It's incredible.
So you take the roll, layer of sweet potato, turkey, ham, some dressing, and then maybe if you're really feeling crazy, mac and cheese, and then just push it all down.
All
enjoy.
That. All, I'm ordering that today. I'm one.
It's pre-gaming Thanksgiving.
Because I know whatever the lovely Catherine and I make, it's not going to be nearly that good. Like, she's a pretty good cook. I'm terrible. I'm great at cleaning. I always clean everything up. I'm like, listen, I'm not great. I'll help out. Like, hey, let me put some salt in here for you. I mean, I'm awful at it. But I'll clean everything. I'll do my part that way. Double D, you're making everything? What's going on here?
Me and the lovely Monica actually found a crock pot recipe that we are going to do. Stuffing, turkey, and I believe the gravy all in the crock pot. Mashed potatoes on the side. We're going to do green bean casserole on the side. Jenks, you might want to hold off on your order today because they do have a competitor out there for a Thanksgiving smamich.
Tell me more.
Subway.
Oh, that's double
Thanksgiving.
Out. His privileges are revoked.
That's it. Get him out. Get him out right now.
Subway.
No, no. Total joke. Arby's next? Total joke. No, no. Total joke. Not even going to do your thing, man. But yeah, I found it very interesting that Subway was like, yes, we now have a Thanksgiving sub.
And I like Subway. I like Subway. But I'm not trusting Subway with my Thanksgivings. I'm absolutely getting that. Oh, that sounds delicious.
A Subway Thanksgiving sub feels like calling Shador Sanders the quarterback of the future after one game. And you're like,
right.
The idea is there. The execution, I think. Correct. I need to see a little bit more of. I just don't know that I trust Subway the same way that I don't know I really trust Shador after just one game. Even though he is him. I'm the one they've been waiting on.
No, they've been waiting. We got to get to Shador, but we have to talk about Jordan Hudson first. I mean, we don't have to.
It's breaking. The cracks in the armor of Jordan Hudson are showing.
Dude, she has no idea what she's doing.
None.
I find her inherently unlikable. So she says, she put this on Instagram, she's now suing Pablo Torre. Because back in May, on Pablo Torre Finds Out, his podcast, he reported that Hudson had been banned from Carolina's football facilities. He also reported that a member of Belichick's family said there was, quote, deep worry over his relationship with Hudson. I mean, we all have deep worry.
I guess I'm part of Bill Belichick's family.
We're all a member of the family. We all have deep worry. So she posted a picture of herself yesterday on Instagram with her all-access pass, a necklace with a pendant that said banned on it. I mean, the most contrived thing in the world. And saying she was suing Pablo Torre. I hope she does. Because, A, Pablo Torre has proven over years that he is a credible journalist, that he sources everything. And, by the way, I don't know if Jordan Hudson is aware of something called discovery.
Don't think she is.
I don't think she is. Do you really want emails, photographs, documents, texts, witness lists in the hands of Pablo Torre and his people? You couldn't answer a question from CBS, how did you guys meet? Which is the most basic question you can ask anyone ever who's in a relationship. And it is a non-offensive question. If you couldn't answer that, I can assure you, you don't want Pablo Torre or any attorney going through your history with Bill Belichick and even at North Carolina.
This dude found out the exact Airbnb and then was inside of the Airbnb of the famous Bill Belichick Walk of Shame video. And you want to just freely give him information? Like, he had to work for that. He had to contact some people. He had to get the story. You go to Discovery, you're just giving that up for free.
Right.
On top of that, this is how I know I'm too much of like a media snob, Jenks. Mm-hmm. As soon as she posted her credential, I was like, hey, you can't do that. It's like very clear. You're not allowed to post credentials on Instagram, social media of any kind. I don't know if the public is readily knowledgeable of this, but you can't post your credentials on social media out of fear that they get copied. And then somebody gets into a game that they're not supposed to. They do it more for safety issues, but it can also be done in a Connor Stallions kind of way, to where now everybody knows exactly what the front of the credential looks like. And by the way, there's no security in the history of my years doing this. And I don't want to speak for you directly, Jenks, but I feel like I'm pretty comfortable firing at the hip saying there's not a single security guy that's ever looked to see the back of your credentials. They're like, yep, he got the badge on. He's good, right? So that's a terrible, terrible mistake by Jordan Hudson there. And then again, I'm not giving Pablo Torre free information. He is not one to mess with.
Right. This is not some rando, which of course I'm sure in Jordan Hudson's mind, she has no clue. It's not some random podcaster who just threw some stuff against the wall. It's a long-established journalist.
I mean, he was pulling tax records earlier last week.
Right. I can assure you, that if he can go into the Steve Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard situation involving business deals and money that may or may not have been on the books and get sourcing from this company that was a part of Steve Ballmer's world before, until it wasn't. If he can go there and pull out all of that information when you're talking about the NBA, I can assure you that he can somehow penetrate the walls of the North Carolina football facility. Because here's the thing. How many people, let's just hypothetically say you're a head coach at North Carolina, or you're just a coach. You don't have to be Bill Belichick. Do you really want Jordan Hudson around? How do you think he got this information in the first place?
Right.
You think he just made this up? You don't think this wasn't leaked to him specifically from someone at Carolina who was sick and tired of Jordan Hudson being around? It's not going to be hard for him.
Good luck to her.
Yeah.
Wishing her the best. I hope we find out some really fun stuff in there.
Well, you mentioned Shadur. So, first ever NFL start yesterday.
He's him.
209 yards and a touchdown.
And they go to Sampson out of the backfield. He's got two tight ends blocking on the outside. He's got room. He bursts inside Raiders territory. One man to beat. He won't be caught. Touchdown, Sampson. 66 yards.
Now, this was a 66-yard pass. Also, it was more of a throw in the flat, and then Sampson took off.
A throw that I think might have traveled more yards sideways than in the air, and then Sampson did the rest. But it still counts.
It does.
Touchdown is a touchdown.
It does. Browns beat the Raiders 24-10. The Browns were getting three. They were plus 140 on the money line. Under hits, total set at 35 and a hook. So Sanders getting the start because Dylan Gabriel in concussion protocol. And then this is remarkable. The 42nd quarterback for the Browns since they returned to Cleveland in 1999. 42. Eek.
That's a lot.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
A lot less than 42 years, by the way. A lot less. you're averaging like half a quarterback a year almost. And like, it is important to point out, he made some really good throws yesterday. Like, he even in that game against Baltimore made a couple of throws that were pretty impressive. Like, hey, this is a good quality Sunday throw. But what I'm not going to do is jump on this crazy bandwagon of, yep, that one game against one of the worst teams in the NFL is the surefire reason why I know that that guy is going to solve all of the problems in Cleveland.
Correct. The Raiders, meanwhile, have lost five straight.
Nine of ten.
Yeah, Chip Kelly.
That dude left Ohio State for that job. He won a championship this year. Instead, he's going to be on an island somewhere on a beach.
Raiders last in the NFL in points per game with 15, 30th in total yards, 31st in rushing yards per game. They scored fewer than 10 points in four games, worst in the NFL. Coming up, we will stay with the National Football League. Bucks and Rams tonight in L.A. It is next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.